By 1984, Noriega had been promoted to general and commander-in-chief of the Panamanian Defense Forces. It is reported that when Casey arrived in Panama City that year and was met at the airport by the local CIA chief, he asked, "Where's my boy? Where's Noriega?" When the general visited Washington, the two men met privately at Casey's house. Many years later, Noriega would admit that his close bond with Casey made him feel invincible. He believed that the CIA, like G2, was the strongest branch of its country's government. He was convinced that Casey would protect him. Despite Noriega's stance on the Panama Canal Treaty and U.S. Canal Zone military bases. Thus, while Torrijos had been an international icon for justice and equality, Noriega became a symbol of corruption and decadence. His notoriety in this regard was assured when, on June 12, 1986, the New York Times ran a front-page article with the headline, "Panama Strongman Said to Trade in Drugs and Illicit Money." The expose, written by a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, alleged that the general was a secret and illegal partner in several Latin American businesses, that he had spied on and for both the United States and Cuba, acting as a sort of double agent, that G2, under his orders, had in fact beheaded Hugo Spadafora, and that Noriega had personally directed the most significant drug running in Panama. This article was accompanied by an unflattering portrait of the general, and a follow-up the next day included more details. Compounding his other problems, Noriega was also saddled with a U.S. president who suffered from an image problem, what journalists referred to as George H.W. Bush's wimp factor. This took on special significance when Noriega adamantly refused to consider a 15-year extension for the School of the Americas. The general's memoirs provide an interesting insight. "As determined and proud as we were to follow through with Torrijos's legacy, the United States didn't want any of this to happen. They wanted an extension or a renegotiation for the installation, School of the Americas, saying that with their growing war preparations in Central America, they still needed it. But that School of the Americas was an embarrassment to us. We didn't want a training ground for death squads and repressive right-wing militaries on our soil." Perhaps, therefore, the world should have anticipated it, but, in fact, the world was stunned when, on December 20, 1989, the United States attacked Panama with what was reported to be the largest airborne assault on a city since World War II. It was an unprovoked attack on a civilian population. Panama and her people posed absolutely no threat to the United States or to any other country. Politicians, governments, and press around the world denounced the unilateral U.S. action as a clear violation of international law.